Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Hopefully next Monday when we all return, we'll be talking about the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. And after, I mean, would you call it shocking the world by going into Detroit? Now, like, nobody should be surprised by anything anymore, right? And yet we all are.
I don't know yet.
Jaden, got a lot to worry about, pal.
Sure.
Just please stay standing.
You know, you are old.
Did you see the video that they had timed up with the Zane Gonzalez? I don't know who put it out. I think I put it on Instagram. But, like, timed up with the Zane Gonzalez kick, and that was just focused in on him on the sideline. Did you see that, Maddie?
Sure.
Jaden, calm down.
I'll speak for myself.
Like,
yes,
he was emotionless. He was just like, oh, yeah.
There's something to be said about having a guy that obviously he wants to win, but there's such cold ice in his veins, winning in the final seconds with a walk-off field goal, and his emotion is, oh, we don't get to play more? I don't have to go in and win the game? Okay.
I wonder if that is...
cool and collected. Yeah, that's like, I don't get this.
It's all of that, but but do you think that could just be exhaustion? I mean, it's at the end of the game, right? They've run a ton of plays. He's run all over the place.
No, because there's exhaustion, and then there's locked in. And he was locked in. That was field goal. What's next?
I didn't see him smile until, like, I mean, after everybody's celebrating, starting to celebrate, somebody comes over, a staffer comes over and, like, high-fives him or, you know, give him a handshake. And then Charlie Millet, who's, you know, from PR, who's basically, like, his personal handler and is with him all the time, like, you know, is right there. And they start smiling together, and he just calmly gets up and walks. Now, as he was running off the, like, a couple of minutes later, moments later, after the NBC interview, all that stuff, he, like, runs off the field, and he's, like, hopping and, you know, like, kind of celebrating and smiling and whatever. So,
he's,
I mean,
bouncing.
It's not like the emotion wasn't there. It was just, like, how in that moment can you be that calm, cool, and collected? Cool as a cucumber, calm as a whatever, you know, California cool, all that stuff. How in the moment can you have, like, that kind of emotional balance, I guess, because I can't. I mean, I'm a big baby. I cry all the time over happy things. Like, you know, I just do.
Oh,
right?
And when I was swimming, I was the person that was yelling at everyone on the bench, get up, we got to cheer. Like, this isn't the moment to sit down. This is, like, you got to pay attention, get up, everybody, we need you on your feet kind of energy. So that was not me. I was let's get everyone's blood up. Jaden, there always was that one guy on the team that when you say everyone get up, they stay seated, don't even acknowledge it because they're so laser focused on what they need to do and what they're going to need to do. Talking to them, there's no point.
Yeah.
You do what you can for the guys that you can, and then those guys are completely self-motivated. They're locked in, ice in their veins, and you just know they're going to do their job.
Here's the thing that I wonder. Can you, you know, some guys like AJ Brown and George Pickens, diva receivers, I think there's sometimes positive emotion from them, but there's also the negative BS antics, whatever, you know, and the carrying on like a little child, like A.J. Brown reading his book on the sideline yesterday because he was bored and presumably because he wasn't being used right and whatever. There's those kind of guys. And then there's Jaden, right? And what I mean by that is I would love to see the positive, overjoyed emotion. I think he reserves that. Like, if you notice, when he went into the locker room last night, he hugs Mitch Rales and Mark Ein at the entrance to the locker room. And there's some emotion there. And then he goes into the pile. I saw one video clip. He goes into the pile, and there's a lot of emotion there. It's not like he doesn't have emotion and positive energy and elation. It's just we're used to seeing it more, I guess, not from him, but just from so many competitors and so many people that play his position and so many who play this game at the highest level. We're used to seeing it in the moment, in the raw moment. And sometimes, a lot of times, we don't even get that. Like, if you think about, after he threw the game-winning touchdown pass to Zach Ertz in overtime against Atlanta, it was almost the same, I don't want to say muted emotion, but it's just like he doesn't go crazy, positive or negative. But if it takes him to do that, if that's truly what he is and who he is, and we're never going to get the negative stuff that so many athletes bring, I'm cool. Whatever he wants to do.
And I think that what you're bringing up is the main point of this. Jaden Daniels is a player that does not allow the game to affect his emotion or the way that he plays his game. He will play his game regardless of what's going on, whether or not he threw a pick or whatever. He's going to come in, he's going to play his game, and he's not going to allow for whatever the momentum of the game is to stop him from doing whatever he needs to do. And I think that kind of energy and that grit, drive, and determination, yes, we're winning, yes, we're losing, it does not matter. I'm playing the game I need to play to make sure that the final result is a W, is what you get with Jaden. And that's why it seems sometimes like he isn't celebrating, but that's just because he's not letting the game, winning or losing, affect how he's going to play the rest of the game.
Yeah, interesting.